It's Nick, Jess and Ducker. Welcome to the podcast.
We hear stories almost every day of the internet being divided.
Oh, yeah.
Well, today it's not divided, but the internet is scratching its head, apparently.
Oh, no.
At a confusing situation one couple finds themselves in. After 7 months of planning her wedding, this woman turned to her fiancé and said, "Hey, babe, I'm so excited, finally getting my dress appointment happening today."
Right.
Great.
And he was like, "What dress?" She was like, "What do you mean, what dress? The dress, the wedding dress." He's like, "Why are you going shopping for a wedding dress?" He's like, she's like, "What do you mean? Like, the wedding's around the corner. It's about time, you know. I've planned for 7 months, but dress is now on the agenda." And he went, "But we're not even engaged." He has forgotten. This is why he's scratching his head. He apparently forgot he proposed.
How?
Whereas he's saying, "I never proposed." She's going, "Yeah, you did." Now the internet's asking all these questions like, "What do you mean?"
Yeah, like, was he?
"I got blackout drunk."
Maybe. Or was it one of those things, you know, when you maybe you're on date number one or number two and they say something like, "Oh, I've never told anyone this, but I'm really, you know, Celine Dion's biggest fan." And then they go, "Oh my God, marry me. Celine Dion's biggest fan."
Yep.
And you find this niche little thing that you thought no one else would connect to.
Yes.
And people are going, "Is that what's happened?" But you've taken that as the real proposal. Because there was no ring.
Oh, maybe.
There was no big, you know, "You wrote a song for your lovely lady. You were in Japan when you got down on one knee. I was in Hamilton Island." Because it was quite a big thing.
You do a post on socials.
It's a whole, you know, kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
Whereas there wasn't none for this lady. But she was like, "Nah, but he's subtle, my bloke." But that was definitely a proposal. So she spent 7 months planning a wedding that he allegedly never proposed for.
And when he only found out 7 months in, like, what?
How have you not talked about anything for 7 months?
Come on.
Venue.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do? Venue, usually?
Yeah, venue.
Where do you want
Maybe
it?
Maybe music. Yeah. Just even discussing when you want it.
Yeah, date probably first.
Your date is probably first.
Or how big a wedding you want to have.
Exactly.
This could be a great tactic from her. She's been waiting to get proposed to. And she goes, "Oh, stuff it. I'll start planning everything. I'll get so far along in the planning." He's a classic male. He'll just forget and he'll think, "Oh, did I propose?
I'll buy my own ring and be like, don't you remember?
Yeah, you gave me this ring. We planned everything. We've had this chat 7 times, Derek."
Yeah,
exactly.
Tell me, Ducko, you can't be convinced of anything via the guilt of, "We've spoken about this."
Yeah.
"Oh, okay."
Yeah.
"Absolutely, we have. Yep.
I am so guilty of that. I've told you this.
Yeah.
You don't listen because you can't come back from you don't listen. Yeah. It's like,
because they know too much.
The clap game.
Okay, this is very exciting. I'm loving this game at the moment. So here are the rules. You've got $300, it's jackpot at 2 to win from the mighty Hunter Valley. And all you need to do is clap once at the same time as one of us.
I mean, how hard could it be?
How hard?
But it would appear 4 days in.
Yeah.
Hard.
Very hard.
It's
very
hard. Jess very is hard. In Wallsend. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, great. You rate yourself as a clapper?
Not really.
Okay.
Come on, Jess. Where's the confidence? Where's the confidence? All right. Well, Jess, you want to go with Jess?
Yeah, why not? Like, if we're not going to vibe on name-only basis, we've got no hope. But Jess, all right, I'm going to say from now, and then any time from that point you clap, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. From now.
That was close. 13, 10, 60 if you want to have a go. We're going to get through a few today.
Adam's in Mount Hutton. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good, thanks, Adam. Are you with me, Nick? Now, let's just take 1 second. I want you to think about me and I'm going to think about you. We'll get in each other's heads, okay? Here we go.
Yeah,
all right, let's do it. Okay. All right, I'm in Adam's head.
All right.
All right, we can clap any time from now. Oh!
Damn it, that was a crisp
close.
Clap from you, Nick.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Now, Kieran from Adowie. Hello, mate, you're with me.
How you doing, guys?
Oh, yeah, very good, Kieran. Are you ready to go? I feel like we're going to get this, Kieran. I've got good faith in you.
I'm pretty sure we'll get it.
Okay. All right.
Do you know what? I reckon you will.
Oh, geez, okay.
We believe. Here we go.
I've manifested it all night.
Is that something you buried?
I buried Kieran's name, and here we are. All right, Kieran, we can clap any time from now.
Oh, your hands were moving, Ducko.
I was about to go.
Damn
I was about to put the trigger on it. I hesitate. Those who hesitate, don't make it.
Let's go another.
The old adage.
Tony, good morning.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, look good. Okay, listen, I thought I'd vibing with Jess, but I know I vibe with Tony. Okay. Tony, are you ready to go? Okay, come on.
I'm ready.
We can clap any time from now, okay?
Oh, that was close.
Oh. God damn, Tony.
I mean, this is just wild scenes.
That was a hair apart.
Sarah in Waratah, you there?
I'm here.
You understand the game?
I have. I've been practicing all morning.
Have you?
All right. Oh, wow. Well, practice hopefully will pay off here. Okay. We can clap any time from now.
Whoa, that was the early one. That was so close.
Okay.
I don't know if you get much closer than that.
Well, let's see if we can with Red in Wall's End.
Hello, Red.
Good morning.
Okay, Red. You're our last one for the morning, okay?
Oh, my God. $300.
It's you and me, Red. We need to do. I'm nervous. Anticipation's building. Have you got your clap hands ready, Red?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. We can clap any time from now.
Oh! Oh, my God. We're the three closest in a row we've ever done.
Oh, we're just getting so close.
Oh, there were still two sounds, but...
Oh my God, team. Wow.
I mean, I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
Well, there's one more day left of the week, and there's two more weeks left of the year. So
are we just going to keep going until we clap together?
100%. I don't want to drag this bitch into 2021, but I will.
Nobody does.
Charlestown Square, the number one shopping destination this Christmas. Christmas
time. I didn't know you had elves working here.
Nick, Jess and Dunko's Elfing Good Christmas.
This is where we're going to send an elf into Charlestown Square for you to run around for 60 seconds in Coles, Target, Meijer, Casey's Toys or the Lego Certified Store. Whatever they grab in that 60 seconds is yours.
That's right. But the issue is we need to determine that elf. There are two challengers vying for the top job, the jingly top job, as it would be. Pez, our returning, I guess you'd say, elf from last year.
Returning arrogant elf.
Exactly. He threw out his costume, so we thought, nah, you got to prove that you want it still. So Shawnee B steps up as challenger.
Yeah.
Yesterday in challenge one, Shawnee B took it out.
He did.
Cleanly.
Yeah.
Engaging with the small children, i.e. Nick's twins.
He was nervous, Pez, for this one, because if Shawnee B wins this next challenge, he's done.
Exactly.
That's
it'd be 2-0 and you see you later.
Yeah.
But it was an obstacle course, and we were trying to test agility, speed.
Yep.
You know, nimbleness.
Christmassiness.
Yeah.
Christmas spirit, absolutely. Yep.
So to take you through it, just so you can visually picture it, you're on a chair and you've got to use an oar to paddle yourself down the hall on an office chair. Then go to a child who has a Christmas wish list. You've got to pick those two toys that they wished for, give it back to them. Go over a table, under a table, onto a four-year-old's tricycle, down the hallway, wrap a present, carry the present to the tree, put a star on top of the tree, bam. Yeah. Challenge over.
It's a whole thing. Could it be?
How hard could it be? We're going to post a video as well so you can see it because Pez in particular had something hanging out.
Yeah.
Bit of plumber's crack.
He's really shredded over COVID. You know, we've all stacked it on, whereas Pez has been shredding, so the pants were a little large for the young man.
But here is contestant number one, Perry. Here's how he went.
Here we are. Elfing Good Christmas, round two. It is the Elf Off obstacle course. I'm here with first elf contestant, Pez. How do you feel about going first?
I feel really confident. Just pray for me.
He's nervous. He's anxious. There's a few obstacles in the way. You've got some really jingly shoes on. They're quite loose. Do you feel like that'll come in the way?
I feel like if I lose a shoe, I lose a shoe.
Okay, here we go. We good.
All right, take your marks.
Here we go.
Get set. Elfing.
We're off. They're away. The paddle on the chair. Of course, Pez up first. He's going quite slowly initially, but he's using a paddle technique and the 2 feet at once. It might help him to use 1 foot as he's got to canoe his way on the chair all the way down the hallway into the kitchen where he will find his next challenge, number two. Pez, how are you feeling?
This is harder than I thought.
A lot of thrusting, a lot of interesting movements to get his way down this. Getting down the hall in record slow time. Remember, this is a time trial. As we come through the sales department, he's lost his shoe. The crowd's going wild. Whoa! 50 seconds, the first split. Now he comes into the child. The child has to give him a toy. He's got the panda and the poppet. He's got to pick it. Panda, okay.
Poppet. Where's the poppet? What's a poppet? Is this a poppet? Is this a poppet? Oh, it is a poppet. What's a bloody poppet? Is this a poppet?
Yes. He's done it. Off to the third leg.
All right, he's got to go over the table and under the table here. He's gone past the table. He's gone over with a roll technique, under with the crawl technique, and then onto the tricycle down the hallway. Oh, no, the wheel's folded. Oh, he's gone the push with the feet technique down the hallway. This looks hilarious. An elf on a tricycle. He's got to get to the end and then wrap a gift. He's got a few metres left of the tricycle leg. Finished up.
onto the wrapping station.
Here we go. He's got his wrapping paper out. He has to wrap up one box using the sticky tape, which is not in a dispenser. This is going to be very difficult. Absolutely tearing through the wrapping paper. There is no prettiness here. Needs to get that wrapped on top of a pile of gifts before he can move on to the Christmas tree. This is the ugliest looking gift I've ever seen. Someone could equate it to one of Nick Gill's goals back in his AFL days. Trying to find the end of that sticky tape, furiously going, Pez, talk me through your technique.
Just rip and tear.
Rip and tear. Have we got the wrapping paper secured, Pez?
No, it's not full of...
Wow, we have used an entire roll of wrapping paper on this one small box, but that's okay. As long as we can't see any of the box, we don't want to be giving away our Christmas presents early.
Is that all right? Do you reckon that's all right?
That looks good to me. You've got to put it on top of the pile and run down to our Christmas tree. Pez, do not drop one of those gifts. They are fragile. Oh, and the gifts have come down. Pez, go get those gifts. The final step is to get all those presents under the tree and the star on top.
Okay.
Star on top.
Star on top. Ah, winner.
The star's fallen off. The star's fallen off.
Oh, come on. Stay on your thing. Why is it at... This is a trick, isn't it?
Ta-da.
Pairs with a time of 3 minutes 32.
Well done, mate. How are you feeling?
I feel absolutely buggered, but I hope that I made it in time to be the off again for you this year, guys.
3 minutes 32, the time to beat.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very intense. You can see the video at Nick Jestarko.
You must watch the video.
You have to see it. Trust me, you have to see
Pez
it.
Pez is what, 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah.
And he's on a 4-year-old tricycle. Just put those two things together in your mind's eye and then go have a look at what it actually looked like.
Coming up next, we've got Shaunie B. You'll see how he goes.
Here we are, start line for heat number 2 of the Elephant Good Christmas. Of course, the obstacle course edition with Shaunie B. How are you feeling, Sean?
I'm feeling really nervous, not going to lie. You know, this isn't really what I do in the day-to-day, so...
What do you mean? Dressing up as an elf and doing weird things around the office?
No, I'm just not into obstacle courses, really.
Okay. Well, here we go. We're getting ready for our official timer. You're about to start for eternal glory.
All right, elf number 2, are you ready?
Yes.
Take your mark. Set. Elf.
He's off. He's on the paddle, down the office. Oh, he's fallen off the chair. We've had an early stack. Oh, no, that is unprecedented. He's fallen off again.
How did he do this? Can I get up and wheel it?
No. Chaos here on Home Elf Arena. He has fallen off the chair a few times. Okay, he's found a way to do it now. He's gone the backwards technique as he slides down the hall. Using a lot of feet here. How are you feeling, Sean? Elves don't swear. He comes around the crowd. They go wild again. He moves into the second stage. The kids give him a note. What is it?
What's a kaleidoscope? Oh, there we go. Okay, there we
go. Kaleidoscope and a trap.
There you go.
Okay, he is over the table, under the table, without any kind of troubles. He's trying to work out how to sit on the tricycle. It is a tricycle for a 4-year-old, so a grown man can be quite difficult.
He's complete.
We're having some technical issues with the tricycle. The wheel has bent.
No!
Pit crew comes in, straightens it up. He's toppled off the tricycle. The crowd is going wild as he transfers over to the wrapping station.
Shaunie B, I mean, you've had a few fumbles. How are you feeling coming into this final leg?
I'm terrible at wrapping. My mum gives me for it all the time. Sorry, I keep swearing. This is just really hectic, you know?
You appear to be using scissors, but you may as well rip. That is absolute catastrophe there.
Do you have any techniques, Jess, for when you wrap?
I mean, all I want to see, Shaunie B, is no box. It's looking good. Your competitor did use the entire wrap, but it's nice to see that you've been a bit economical with your wrapping paper.
You know, 2021, I think we need to be more efficient or fuel efficient, you know, green waste, toxic energy in the air and all that sort of stuff, you know.
All right, he's found the end of the sticky tape. Here we go. He's just... He's abandoned the scissors and he's trying to rip the sticky tape. Not the best technique.
I'm about to pull a... What's that girl's name? Just stop rowing at the Olympics. Yana Pittman.
I'm going to have to defer to Ducko there on the rower who collapsed during the row.
Lay down, Sally.
It's Yana Pittman. I was going to do a Yana Pittman and just
Yana
give up.
She a rower and he's on with the run. Do not drop any of those presents, Shaunie B. He's got his whole head involved in securing those presents into position. He's not dropping them. He's defying the laws of physics.
We got this. Yeah, I don't know how I'm doing this. Big
just
traps,
just
want to
get those presents under the tree with the star on top. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Pick it up.
No. Where's the star? Under
the tree.
Under the tree.
There we go. How is that?
Okay. You needed to beat a time of 3 minutes and 32 seconds. And you managed to get 3 minutes and 39 seconds.
Oh! Hey! You're out!
the champion.
It's one all. It's one all.
The elf is back, bitches.
Oh, wait. I've never won yet. Oh. Got one more challenge.
Oh, what's the next one?
I'm going to smash you in it.
It's a Christmas singing song. Like an elf.
Singing like an elf. Not yet, Fez. Not yet.
Save it. Save it.
Newcastle's hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. And I mean, these pack of legends from Newcastle, what haven't they done? Winners of the Amazing Race 2019. They got their podcast, which is a wild listen.
Oh, it's fantastic.
The Real House Husbands. And now they've got a new buddy book out.
Oh, my God. The busiest people in Newcastle. It's our faves, Tim and Rod. Good morning, boys.
Yes. Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh,
guys,
we're
give us
so...
the best intros. Oh,
yeah. We're doing everything. You're leaving nothing. Yeah. How are you guys?
You guys are so... We're good, mate. We're good. You guys, first off, are so iconic. The most iconic trio ever. Legit Destiny's Child. Jess, your Beyonce.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Tim.
Who's after that?
Thank
yeah, wait.
You.
Who's Michelle?
Who's Latifah or whatever her name is that no one remembers?
Hey, well, let's take it. We're Destiny's Child. I love it. Boys, the book is called The Greatest Feeling in the World. I mean, we know what ours is, talking to legends like you, but what's the greatest feeling in the world, please?
Literally, the greatest feeling in the world, you're going to have to read the book to find out.
What a tease. We've had a look at some of this book. We got the privilege of having it before it came out.
Yes, and we won't give too much away,
no,
but
one thing I will say that I'm only allowed to say briefly on the radio is Rod and a wild story about a thruple. And a bit of a revenge thruple. Rod, what say you?
You know, like, I went back and forth that many times. I'm like, do I want the world to hear this story? So my story around that is I had a really terrible relationship where I got cheated on a lot. And then a drunken night turned into the most ultimate revenge ever.
Yes!
So I thought I would write about it and get a little bit more revenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have to fill in the details for yourself by picking up a copy of the book. But let us warn you, it is a roller coaster.
Not only is it a roller coaster, it sometimes gets graphic in the detail of what might happen in the boudoir.
Guys, this book is so juicy. Except we originally wanted to call it 50 Shades of Gay.
What a name!
We touch on some of the gnarliest issues of growing up gay in Newey. We talk about anxiety, depression, eating disorders, substance abuse, like real issues. But then again, like you said before, we touch on some pretty comical stuff, like losing our virginity for the first time to a man and a woman. Growing up and going to school, surrounded by all these straight boys that we thought nothing like. Like, I don't know about you guys, but in school, all the boys wanted to be Andrew Johns. I wanted to be one of the Spice Girls.
Oh, Tim, let me vibe. I'm vibing Ginger Spice for you. Yeah? I can see you in that Union Jack dress that she made famous, Jerry Halliwell. Absolutely.
He's got that in the closet.
Now, was it nerve-wracking you guys are obviously pretty open with everything. You have your podcast. But was it nerve-wracking putting this into a book?
Yeah, 100%. So it's our, like, most personal things. And even people who are closest to us in our world don't know about a lot of this sort of stuff. Like, we had to hand the book to like our parents, and they've read it now, and that was just like nerve-wracking because their own sons didn't know about some of these really dark times, like those times when you're alone at night, like literally contemplating, like, is this too much?
Oh, wow. Also, like, coming out as gay in Newcastle as well in that particular time, take us through the chapter on what that was like for you guys.
Oh, mate, it was so hard because, let's be real, Newey now has got a pretty masculine vibe. And back in the day, it was even more so. So growing up, you just felt so different and alone, and there was no one on TV, in movies, on radio, anything that I could look to and relate to, which was terrifying. It made me feel so different and alone. You get in your head and you think, well, what is wrong with me? There's no one out there who I can look up to and be like, oh, one day I want to be like that. Like, literally zero people. So that's what we want to hopefully inspire little kids out there who didn't have those role models, and hopefully give them the role models to look up to and be like.
Yeah, I can be as happy as that and as joyful as that and find excitement and adventure in life, even though at one point you felt like you were the only person in the world going through that sort of stuff. That's an awesome message.
Yeah.
That sounds like the greatest feeling in the world.
Oh, there we go.
That's the title of the book. Ah, full circle. I'll make sure you get the book now. The greatest feeling in the world.
Quick little side note. This book, I promise you, I know it's a bit biased because it's our book, but this is the greatest book you will ever read. Dead set. And the best Chrissy present ever. Get it for your gay son. Get it for your straight dad. Get it for your grandma. Get it for your newborn baby. Anyone and everyone is going to froth on this book.
All right, the first review is in. Greatest book in the world
from a newborn baby. Tim and Ryan, your buddy legends. Good to have you on. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
131060. Do you hate the nickname?
Just hate it.
Hate it. Could be yours, could be someone else's. Someone's forcing you to call them by their nickname and you go, I hate that so much. Like this guy who was taken to the internet, his name's Kev, and he's like, I can't stand my wife's nickname.
Ooh.
But she's saying she's going to leave me if I don't accept it.
Accept it. So he has to call her that.
Yes, exactly. So because she's had this thing since birth.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, partners calling each other nicknames. Like Morgan only calls me Darko. She never calls me Nick. She
it's funny, when she texts me sometimes, she'll be like, you know, Ducko and I. I'm like, it's funny that...
She's only ever known me as Ducko, you see. She met me as Ducko, not as Nick.
If you come with the nickname attached, you might be new and the most important person, but my nickname's been with me since day dot.
It's part of it.
Exactly. So this guy, Kev, he's taken to the internet to say, my wife and I keep fighting over her nickname. I find it teeth-grindingly annoying. Mm. So the score is that she, when she was in her mummy's tummy, they thought they were having a boy and they had picked out the name Michael. But then she comes out, whoopsie, no, Michael's actually a girl. No. So they name her Charmaine. Lovely name. However, because they were referring to Michael as the unborn child's name, that became Charmaine's nickname. Even though she was a girl and had a girl's name, Michael was her nickname.
That is That's a bad nickname. But like, if
all
you were Charmaine.
Through school, family, friends, colleagues. So Kev meets Charmaine and she goes, oh, my nickname's Michael. And he says, at the beginning, I thought it was cute. I thought it was a bit of fun. And the whole family and the friends, they're all in amongst it. But now we've been married for quite a few years and it's just so annoying. I've asked her if she can stop using the nickname or switch to a more feminine nickname, maybe like Michelle.
Hey, 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 I think that one of the lead singers of the Bangles is actually called Michael.
And it's a lady.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. She shoots him down saying, Michael is my name. She's leaning into the
nickname.
She wants
to be Michael.
She wants to be Michael. I told her, no, it's not your name. It's a nickname. It's not your name. We got into a huge argument. She even packed a bag and is sleeping at her parents' house.
Oh, no.
We cannot resolve this. For the sake of our marriage, I've asked her, please, can we stop using the nickname? But she spun it back on me. For the sake of our marriage, you need to accept the nickname Michael.
Wow.
Is that a deal breaker?
According to Kev, it's a deal breaker. Well, also according to Michael.
I get it. You're going to marry someone new and you're like, hey, Michael, I love you, sweetie.
That's true. He's saying it's messing with his head too much. He can't get round it.
In the
but
boudoir,
at the same time,
you
can't change it to Michelle. Like, that's just... Now you've just...
You can't change the name altogether.
Exactly, exactly. But I get it. I mean, you guys heard my maid of honour. She's my oldest friend, Mel. She nicknamed me Fart Minestrone when we were in primary school. It's not my favourite, I'll be honest.
Yeah, Fart Minestrone.
Farchy.
Yeah.
Fart Minestrone is... You know, not the best.
Yeah. It's really graphic, isn't it?
It is. And I really like minestrone, and I don't want to think about a farty soup every time I enjoy that nice, you know, soup.
Got a couple of mates who would probably fall into this category. Fatima, a lot of people call her Fatty.
Brilliant.
And she's not a huge fan of it.
No.
Now, yeah, I can't imagine you would be.
I mean, I get where it comes from. They've taken a bit of her name and added a Y.
Yeah.
Very Aussie thing to do.
And she's an absolute beanpole. Like, you know.
Okay.
And she just hates it.
It's kind of calling big people tiny.
Yeah. But my favourite one is a guy I used to play footy with who's called Ivan. And everyone would just read his name and say Ivan. And he would say, it's not Ivan. It's Ivan.
His nickname became Ivan.
It's Ivan. And people would generally run past him on the footy field and be like, not Ivan, it's Ivan! Not Ivan, it's Ivan! Pass!
I've never heard of a catchphrase being a nickname, but that's great.
I had a mate who years ago, when we were fresh 18, he drank some Bundy rum and he became just a loose unit on the alcohol, and we called him the rum pig.
I was thinking Bundy, rum boy.
Just a little rum pig. Then it turned into Piglet. So now we just call him
this
Piglet.
Is the best one, though. The evolution of the nickname.
He saved my phone as a little piggy. And then his girlfriend
found out. Do you oink when he calls you?
We got a rum pig.
That's his ringtone.
And he's very much trying to leave in the past. And his girlfriend found out about it. And when we all said it to him one day, she's like, I thought that name was in the past.
Don't be dragging that up.
Hates the rum pig. Do not call it a piggy by little piggy.
Little Piggy.
Yeah.
That's great. I feel like Little Piggy makes Fart Minestrone look good.
I don't want
to be called Little Piggy.
Yeah. I love it when you get older and it's just not worth it anymore.
Yeah.
Like a mate of mine who was called Dr. Touchy because every time he drank, he he liked to give you hugs.
That's and we're like, all right, that's a bad nickname. You
that's a bad.
That.
Well, now he's a doctor.
Oh no!
And then one of the boys
he's like, do not, no.
That sounds like a headline. If you're being charged with something, you know, the newspapers would pick up. The Daily Mail would pick up that
story.
Exactly.
I only had one that I didn't like. For me.
For yourself.
Yeah, tripod.
Okay. All right.
Just because I'm short. Third leg.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Anyway, self-proclaimed. 13, 10, 60.
Really got to tell myself to stop calling myself that.
Tripod. Oh, I hate it so much.
Do you hate the nickname? 13, 10, 60. Give us a call. Do it next.
Rachel's in Warners Bay. Hi, Rach.
Hello.
Do you hate the nickname?
No, I actually like my nickname.
Okay, very good.
It's my partner who doesn't quite like it. He says that it's actually a boy's nickname.
Okay.
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's Ray.
Ray. Oh. Oh, Ray's unisex.
Yes, it is unisex, and I spell it with an E, not a Y.
Okay. Oh, that's, that's fancy.
The girl from the new Star Wars is called Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what he thinks, is because Ray is usually associated with Raymond.
Yeah,
Ray, of course. Everybody loves Ray.
Yeah. Ray Strummond, I think, is a muso who's a lady.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Go back to your husband with all these examples of lady Rays.
Yeah.
That's great.
Just tell him, it's fine. Shannon's in Maitland on 13, 10, 60. Shannon, do you hate the nickname or someone hate your nickname? Do you hate someone's nickname?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Shannon. Do you hate the nickname?
I do. I don't hate it, but it's sometimes embarrassing.
And it's your nickname?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay. So, my partner calls me Frex.
Frex. F-R-E-X.
Yeah, so like short for freckles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, it's not that I hate it, but when things like I go to get pizza and he puts the name down as Frex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see. Large pepperoni for Frex.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a bit shorter than Shannon.
Yeah,
so
it
I
is.
See it. He's
it
just,
makes sense.
He's an efficient guy.
Yeah.
Got an idea, guys. Tomorrow, 13, 10, 60, are you mildly put out by the nickname in certain situations?
Yes, I like that, i.e. Frex.
That's good, because today we've asked, do you hate the nickname? And that's maybe a bit too extreme for some people.
Yeah.
But
are
if you're mildly,
put out. Yeah.
You're right. Let's do that. We'll follow up tomorrow. Thank you, Shannon. We'll call you back. Nadine's in Cardiff. Hey, Nadine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Is it your nickname we're talking about?
Yeah, I had a few when I was younger.
Can I guess? Is it Nadzy?
Well, no, I have that now, which I don't mind.
Oh, I get Nadzy too.
You get Nadzy, Nick Allen Duck at NAD.
Big Nads.
Yeah. So hold on. Well, connecting to that one, I probably had my one of my best friend's brother who used to call me Gonads.
Yeah. Gonads, that's very
classic.
Good.
Yeah,
which then I found out what that actually meant, and I wasn't really impressed.
You didn't know what it meant? Come on, Nadzy.
At the time, I was quite young. Oh, so
she was little.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And then I also had, I used to do a lot of swimming, so I had a coach who used to call me Nardine. So all of
like
the kids Sardine.
Yes,
exactly.
It's like a fish.
Nardine,
swim.
The sardine. That's not bad.
That's
bad.
Like torpedo kind of S.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, sardines to me don't conjure up athleticism, but I mean, they are fish.
Yeah.
And what do fish do? They swim.
They're in the water.
They're in the water.
Yeah. Alex is in Warners Bay on 13, 10, 60. Alex, do you hate the nickname? Does someone hate your nickname?
Or do you need to call back tomorrow when we do mildly put out?
In certain circumstances.
Look, it's not socially great. My last name is Pedersen. So if you shorten that and put an O on the end of it.
Gotcha. Yep. Need you say more.
What's her last name?
Pedersen.
Pedersen. So if you
shorten it and put an O on the end.
You do the math.
So you get that in public.
I was a very lucky, yes.
Yeah.
From childhood. Oh, very lucky.
That's so good.
At school would have been pretty classic.
Yeah.
Yep.
See why I hate the nickname.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Sensitive.
Sensitive topic.
You're allowed to be, That's no good.
Don't be calling out to that.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing about the Aussie thing about putting an O on the end.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? If your name's Pedersen.
Like Ducko, fine.
Yeah.
Pedo.
Yeah.
You're not putting that on a billboard, are you? If Alex wants to be in radio
Nick,
and there's another.
And Pedo.
Nah.
That doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Nah, it doesn't.
No. Newcastle's best mate. Would you want to be associated with him? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Good chat.